A home in Angoon is getting a $100,000 retrofit to test energy-efficient technology. Southeast tribal and environmental groups hope the house will show that solar, wind, and other upgrades are practical for Southeast villages. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Angoon, like most diesel-dependent villages, is struggling with the high cost of energy. It's trying to build a hydropower plant to generate electricity, but that's several years off.
A lot of families struggle, especially during the winter, because our electricity rate is so high. Also, oil to heat our houses is really high.
Marcy Kukesh works for the Angoon Business Center. It's one of the groups trying an alternative approach to reducing village energy costs. The organizations recently chose the home of Peggy and Kelly Williams for a power-saving demonstration project.
There's a big group who checked out all the different houses, and they picked the house that was chosen because it's kind of in a really good location where the sun shines down during most of the day.
The small house is typical of many in Angoon and other Southeast villages. Dan Lesh, energy coordinator for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, says it has outdated appliances, inadequate insulation, and other energy wasters. The project aims to fix all that.
We're going to be removing the siding and putting on a whole new layer of rigid foam. We'll be replacing a lot of the appliances within the house.
SEAC and the Business Center are partnering with the Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority and others to retrofit the home.
And we'll be installing, and already have installed, energy management equipment that'll help the occupant know how much energy is being used. And there'll be solar panels and a solar hot water system. And we're also going to be testing out a small wind generator.
The goal is to reduce energy costs 65%. The project is pegged at about $105,000. That's far more than most village residents could afford, even with help from tribal and other government energy rebate programs. Lesh says the sponsoring groups know that, but they expect the project will help them understand which energy-saving elements work best in Southeast.
We're testing out technologies that may not ultimately be cost-effective in this setting, but you know that calculus changes with different government programs, and if you look over a longer time scale where you're trying to get paid back, you can justify more upfront expense.
Work will begin in early September. Sponsors will document the effort and produce an educational film in hopes of inspiring others to try similar energy-saving approaches.
Potentially, this project, we're hoping, will expand into an outreach, an educational component that includes LED light bulbs replacement throughout the region.
Organizers say replacing bulbs in Angoon homes could save 430,000 gallons of diesel a year. Further efforts in Hoona, Cake, Klukwan, and the Chilkat Valley could save 2.5 million gallons of diesel. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.